Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to the 45th episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. Jeff Hardy is looking for a plea that will result in only fines, probation, and some community service. Is this true?
Yeah, apparently we reported on this last week that he has his court date coming up here this next week. And what they're looking for is that they're looking for a plea bargain that will actually get Jeff Hardy no jail time. And they're hoping for it'll be massive fines. It'll be 2 years worth of probation since he's a first time offender, quote unquote. And he would have to do community service as well.
Now, I did see that he was on TMZ and he said he couldn't comment about it. But I'm just wondering exactly what's going to happen, though. Is he going to go ahead and say, well, all right, I plead guilty. But there's a lot of stuff that, you know, it's kind of gray area. But anyways, so Shane Helms is up to it again. What is he doing, Aaron?
So he really doesn't like Shawn Michaels, does he?
I think he's just bored now because he's not wrestling and he has nothing going highway to Helms. That's what I'm getting out of it, at least.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he really, really doesn't like HBK, and he does tend to blast him. And a lot of the reports I've been reading were that it's something personal. And so, I mean, it's one of those things, if it's personal, keep it to yourself. Like, it's not something that needs to be blasted all over the internet, because he actually looks like a whiny little baby more than he looks like a hero, you know, in my opinion. So,
well, see, also, I saw that LOP talked about it, but I saw that a couple other wrestling websites didn't even talk about it because I think they're just kind of like, whatever, you know, let him vent about it because it's only on Twitter. What good is that going to do to him? And, you know, I'm a huge fan of Shane Helms, and I want him to do the best, but this is getting kind of, I think he's trying to get publicity for himself, and I think this is the wrong way of doing it.
That's just, I agree. Me,
so anyway, so WWE has made a new rule. They are not going to hire talent above the age of 30. So I guess
it's not necessarily a rule, but it's,
they're not going to go after
that they want to do, you know?
Yeah. They're not going to go after like another Batista who has 36, 37 got, you know, didn't get the full amount that they wanted out of him. But I guess that ruins my wrestling career hopes. So,
well, I have a couple years before I can become a WWE wrestler, apparently. So
yeah, that's true. So yeah. The former WWE announcer and Raw GM Mike Adamly, who is also the host of American Gladiators, was arrested this past Monday morning and was charged with a DUI.
He blamed Jeff Harvey for that one. I don't know why. I don't know if he knows who that is or not, but he kept blaming Jeff Harvey.
Are you really?
No, don't you remember when he was the Raw general manager? He said, and Jeff Harvey over here, like, he just couldn't say his name. He
Hardy?
Just kept calling him Jeff Harvey. Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I don't remember that. Thank goodness I don't remember that.
Yeah. Well, a few of the people who heard me say that will probably laugh. But yeah, I don't know. I thought it, you know, and it's one of those things that it's unfortunate that it happened. But, you know, I don't know if it really affects WWE at all. I mean, I don't think it does. So
I think it'll affect his paychecks that he gets from American Gladiators running on ESPN Classic is what I think. So anyways, let's move on. There was a pay-per-view on Sunday. In case you were checking out our Twitter, we actually tweeted a handful of things out about it. Genesis, TNA's Genesis, 2011. Immortal takes home of all.
Impressive. They won the X title. They won the tag titles. They won the TV title. You know, they took them all home, you know, all the ones that they didn't already have, other than the women's. That doesn't count, so.
They never do.
Yeah.
So Matt Hardy, he joined TNA and he beat RVD. I did not see him winning coming, but I should have realized that he had to win because, well, RVD stole the. But now is it with Matt, or, I mean, what are they going to do with this?
I'm not sure. I think that they are going to basically have a kind of a RVD versus the Hardy Boys type storyline where he will have to take out Matt after he takes Matt out, then he'd have to take out Jeff type deal. But the one thing that was interesting about this was that Matt Hardy came out with a little different look. He had a dreadlocks. And it was the UK, if I'm correct. Tyler Rex. Twitter. Tyler Rex. Not Matt Hardy, but Tyler Rex. Because Matt Hardy looked like Tyler Rex, everyone was saying. So Tyler Rex was trending. It was kind of funny.
That was pretty funny. And they said that right now on Twitter, Matt Hardy is trending. No, it wasn't. We were on Twitter. We didn't see it trending at all. I mean, you know, I'm happy that Matt's back and stuff. But he looked out of shape. I mean, at least to me, even the first, second, and even when I watched the 720p version of it, he still looked out of shape. That's just me. Maybe I'm not noticing it properly. But as a wrestler, usually, you know, maybe he just got a little bit bigger. But to me, it looked like he was out of shape.
I agree.
But anyway, so Jeff Jarrett beat Kurt Angle in the MMA match. And Aaron, I have been trying to figure this out all day. And what did Kurt say or Jeff say to the other one about their wife?
Oh, I don't know. And it's something that we're actually going to get into a little bit later.
Okay.
You know, that whole thing. So, but the biggest thing that happened that night was Anderson became the new number one contender for the TNA World Heavyweight title. And later that night, Bischoff decided to have Jeff Hardy face Anderson, in that match, and Anderson won. He won the title that night. What do you think?
Wow. I did it so soon. That just didn't make sense to me.
Well, I think one of the reasons they did it, they could have done it on Impact, but I think one of the reasons they did that is because Hardy is going to do that plea bargain, and he's going to get charged for drug possession. Do you really want your world heavyweight champion to be a drug addict, you know?
That's true.
But the thing I didn't like is that you need to promote this stuff. You can't just randomly do it. You should promote, and the whoever wins the number one contender shot, you get your shot that night. That's what you should do. That would have made it worthwhile, in my opinion.
Yeah, if they announced that ahead of time, that would be one thing. Especially because they announced the whole you know what, though? They announced the thing with Hardy after all the tapings. But I guess they could have done a voiceover and say, this is what's going to happen, this just in or whatever. They could have done something like that and made it work.
Yeah. I mean, that's I think, what would have been the right move, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But I really like this. It was one of the best TNA pay-per-views I've seen in a long time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was very impressive for TNA to actually have a good pay-per-view. I mean, it was worthy. I mean, WWE usually aren't very good, but for some reason, I was like, wow, this was actually a good pay-per-view. I did miss some of it. I'm not going to lie. I did miss some of it because I have a little one, and she was running around a lot. So, but yeah, all in all, when I rewatched it, I was impressed. I would have paid the extra to get the HD version. I'll tell you that. So anyways, let's move on to Raw. Nexus Red goes through initiation. Change that, by the way.
Nexus yeah, Red. So, and we'll get into that for the SmackDown, but let's just call them Nexus Red. They go through their initiation, so CM Punk has decided that everybody's going to get initiated in some way, shape, or form. What did you think? I mean, this pretty much the whole Raw.
I was so bored. Dude, I was so bored with this. I mean, when he came out and they beat up Henning, gosh, I'm going to screw it. I can't even think of his name now. Not Henning.
Mike McGillicuddy.
I keep calling him Henning, but yeah, it's Mike McGillicuddy, Mr. Perfect Son. Every time. They beat him up. I was like, what was the point of that? You know what I mean? Like, that just promotes violence. You know what I mean? Them beating him up and then, I can't even think of his name. See, I'm having one of those moments right now. Those old-timer
Husky Harris.
Thank you. Husky Harris gets whipped in the back. I thought that was kind of ridiculous, and then CM Punk just went off on him, and then David Otunga faced Big Show. Okay, that was a little bit lighter, and then the other two are supposed to beat each other with cane sticks. They're called cane sticks, right?
Singapore canes, but
thank
you know,
you. But they
everyone else right now is yelling at you.
Everyone's like, "What
term.
Is your problem?" Well, the thing is, we're taping. It's not like midnight, so we're taping. So that's the problem. Anyway, so I just thought that was kind of weird. And then the fact that they dropped the Singapore King sticks, which I was happy about because, that's really violent, especially for wrestling. So, but yeah, I didn't like it. It dominated the show. I was bored with it. I did like the segment where he was on top of the Titantron and he thought he was gonna jump and he started laughing at it and was making fun of the people thinking, oh, you're gonna think I'm gonna jump, ha 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 ha, one of those things. I thought that was pretty funny.
But. Yeah. Now, and at the end, something I should add here is that John Cena, he said that he was going to, quote unquote, whip CM Punk's ass. And that was very out of character for WWE because they're a PG product. And Cena said on Twitter that he got fined for cursing. Now, they're saying that this is probably a work. But, I mean, is that one of those moments where, like, you know, there's so much emotion that it's okay to let that out, or do you think that they should the PG line?
I don't know. I think there's a point. I think in some, like, there's some music out there that they do swear in, but they wait. There's one song by Stain, and he starts going off at the very end of it, and it makes sense because they keep talking about something and keeps building up. Finally, when it gets to the point where he's like, I can't take it anymore, he starts saying and F this and F that. That's, you know, I understand that because there's a point, and I think with that was a good time for him to say that because technically he's still clean when he's saying, and he's being very good about it. And the only thing that's kind of weird is that, you know, he said, you know, ass. So anyway, yeah. So I don't understand this, and maybe something when I was watching the show, but I don't get the fact that Daniel Bryan, Ted DiBiase look like they're feuding still. I don't get it. Why are they? It's,
well, I guess my question, I mean, do you think that they are feuding? I mean, because they got thrown in a match together.
I can't tell if they're feuding. That's the thing. Like, usually you can tell if someone's feuding, but like with these two guys, I don't know if they're feuding anymore or if they are. I mean, it's, I don't know.
And I understand. I mean, you do have some people in their feuds. You normally do segments where you get beat up in the back or you do an interview and then you have the match eventually. Whereas for Ted DiBiase and Daniel Bryan, they're having matches consistently because they're good matches. And I mean, I'm not going to complain about them. You know, it's like with Sheamus and Morrison, they put on some good matches, you know. But it seems like they're focusing almost 100% of this on matches. So are we going to see them have a feud at the Royal Rumble? Are they going to be in a match?
I'm wondering if the WWE just realized that they put too much time between pay-per-views because Royal Rumble's in, what, like 2 weeks?
Yeah, 31st.
So I think that they realize that, okay, we got to fill time. And I think it's bad writing and bad planning on their end, actually. Because it's been a while since there was a WWE pay-per-view. I mean, think about it. I mean, when was the last one? Like December? December something?
Like early. It was the 19th, I want to say.
Yeah, I mean, so it's been a while. I mean, and they're constantly putting them out all the time. So, I mean, that's what I think's going on, at least.
Yeah.
So, HBK makes a surprise appearance after it's revealed that he is the first inductee into the 2011 Hall of Fame. So that means Sting's not coming?
You never know. I mean, putting him in there, he is a marquee person. And one of the things they try to do every year is they try to have one huge person in the Hall of Fame that you can, you know, put everything around and big Hall of Fame inductee.
Well, technically, isn't he the only like big star that's never been in the WWE ever?
HBK? Are you talking about Sting?
I'm sorry. I'm still talking about Sting.
Okay. Yeah, he's the biggest person. I mean, that's what he is, I would say, most famous for.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if he's going to decline it. Because actually, it's the WWE Hall of Fame. It's not the Wrestling Hall of Fame, and he is never in the WWE. But it would be kind of nice if they inducted like some straight WCW guys. But he's actually the only one. When you think about it, he's the only guy who wasn't on the WWE. I mean, in a way, you could say like someone who could get in would be Abyss because he was a nobody in everything that he was in except for TNA. That's when he became a star. So you know, that's the only thing I could think of coming close to it. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the thing is, I mean, Sting, I think that he deserves to be in the union. And if he does go in there, I mean, I would be really happy, you know, I mean, it'd be weird to have, you know, somebody who's never been in your organization actually be in the Hall of Fame, but you never know. So
that is true. That is true. All right. So let's move on to SmackDown. Surprisingly, I think this was actually a pretty good show. I wanted to say that right off the bat. So Big Show versus Wade Barrett and Heath and Justin beat up Big Show. They come in, and looks like we have Nexus White, if you guys are following us from the NWO days.
Well, I'm calling this one Nexus Blue.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
So, I mean, it's basically the Wolf, NWO Wolfpack and NWO Black and White. So,
all right.
Yeah.
So then Ezekiel Jackson comes out to help the Big Show, but joins in beating up Show? That's what I don't get that either.
Well, he swerved. Like, he came in to, quote unquote, help the Big Show, but then he joined Nexus and he beat up the Big Show.
But
so he's a part of Nexus Blue.
Versus Nexus Blue. I'm sorry, I just find that funny. I think of the, so this brings up the point. I mean, we talked about this in the old WCW days. Is it really needed to have two different Nexus groups?
Yeah, no. No, it's not. You have two heel factions on top of that, because Big Show's a face. And so you had Ezekiel Jackson turn heel by beating up Big Show. And then CM Punk is the heel. So NWO Wolfpack was a face, a tweener face group, okay? Like, people cheered when they heard Lex Luger or Sting come out, or you know, Kevin Nash. People cheered for them. Whereas Hogan, they of course booed. So that's why, like, why? Like, why do you need this, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't understand. I really don't. And I think that it's one of those things that now SmackDown is going to get stupid, because it's all going to be about Nexus. So, but I kind of want to move on. So Rey took on Alberto Del Rio in a tag match, and this is supposed to be the last match between the two. Apparently, it's supposed to end their feud.
Is it supposed to? Because I'm sick of it.
It's supposed to.
I'm sick of it already. I'm sick of it.
It's been going on for 3 months now.
I didn't like this feud since that was really stupid. And I'm glad that it's... Is it over? Is it over?
Well, I liked it. I actually liked it at the beginning, but I didn't like it towards the end. They had to go on too long, like they always do. That's the problem with WWE. They have way too much of a good thing, and it turns bad.
So. True. I understand. So let's move on to NXT. Yes, we're going to talk about NXT this week, and there's one reason why I want to talk about NXT. I didn't think about it until later on, but there's a guy named Connor O'Brien on there. He is, of course, 3-0. But doesn't that sound really close to Conan O'Brien?
Yes, it does, sir.
Do you
sir.
Think that's on purpose, or do you think that was just a coincidence?
That is definitely on purpose. I mean, that is incredibly on purpose. I mean, they do that because when you do something like that, you actually will have you'll get a degree of notoriety. Think John Morrison. His name originally was Johnny Nitro.
And he came out to the Nitro theme music.
And they changed him to John Morrison because it sounds like Jim Morrison. His real name is John Hennigan. I mean, you know, it's not like he's this, you know, amazing, you know, like, you know, that's my name. I'm actually going by my name. No, it's a marquee name. That's the only reason why they're doing that. So, you know, Conan O'Brien, Connor O'Brien. Yeah, they're just
I thought it was a play on words. And you know what? If you want to get Conan O'Brien or ConnorO'Brien.com, there's one place you can go. You know where that's at?
I don't know, Andy. Tell me.
Well, why don't you go to GoDaddy? If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99. Plus, world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, when you enter the code POD149, when you check out, you'll save an additional 10% off your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Summer 6 High, see site for details. TNA, the Pope and Samoa Joe continue their feud.
Do you like seeing two faces or two tweeners go at it?
I see. Samoa Joe is always a tweener for me, no matter who he fights. It could be a face. It could be a heel. He's a tweener to me. I don't know why. I just always picture him that way, at least.
I don't know. I don't really care for this too much. I think that it's kind of like one of those things, and it's like, why, you know? I mean, do face and heel. You know, it's not that hard. And I don't know if these two can bring out the best in each other. So I don't know. I mean, I hope that they do, and I hope that their feud goes well. So now, one of the big things that happened this week on Impact was that Karen Jarrett, returned. She made her big return. And, of course, there were a lot of insults that were traded back and forth between Kurt and Jeff and Karen, you know, the little triangle they had there. And crowd was really on Kurt's side, and they were yelling out, they were chanting sloppy seconds and things of that nature. So do you think that Karen Angle or Karen Jarrett needs to be in TNA? Do you think this helps out at all?
I, honestly, if Kurt's okay with it, go with it. But if he's not, she should not be there. Kurt, Jeff, and Karen all have to be realizing, hey, this is what we're doing. This is what's going to happen. Can you guys handle this and not still make it professional? If they all say yes, then do it. If they can't, you don't do it. That's how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause the whole thing, you know, like I watched a lot of the Hardy Boy stuff and some of the stuff with Lita as well. And when Matt and Lita and Edge had their thing going, Matt didn't want to do it. And neither did Lita, but they did it anyway. It's because. And in a way, like, destroyed two people, but it improved one person. Does that make sense? Edge became a champion. Matt became an ECW heavyweight champion, but not a WWE champion. So, you know, and Lita left. So I kind of look at it from that standpoint. You know, they didn't want to have it happen, but they forced upon them. I just hope that all three of them realized, hey, this is a business period. That's it. If that's what they're doing, great. Anywho, let's go on to the Hardy Boys beat RVD and Ken Anderson in a tag match. It's weird seeing the Hardy Boys, and especially in TNA, but what do you think?
Well, I think that they kind of rushed this, and I think it's one of those things that you actually, at least what I would do is I would promote this. Say, and next week on Impact, you will see the return of the Hardy Boys as they take on RVD and Kenny Anderson. Doing something like that, then, you know, it's like, oh, wow. You know, like, the Hardy Boys are going to be on next week. Like, it'll be cool to see them back together again, finally, for after 2 years, you know, or whatever it was.
You know what I think is going to happen now? I think you'll see Helms come back. For some reason, I just think Shane Helms will come back now.
Well, if he does, that'll be nice. I mean, but the thing I would say is that it was nice to see them back. You know, it's nice to see. I'm sure that Jeff is really happy to have his brother back, you know, and he's wrestling with him, doing something that he loves. Same thing with Matt. I'm sure that, you know, his last, you know, year in WWE, he probably wasn't terribly happy. So I'm sure that now he's probably a lot happier.
Yeah, plus you fly in basically on Saturday and you leave on what do they leave, Wednesday? You fly Saturday?
I mean, well, they probably don't even have to fly. They probably just have to. It's a quick drive for them, more than likely.
Oh, no. I'm assuming it's probably a good. Well, I guess you could drive. Probably, you know, good, I would assume. I haven't looked, yeah. But, you know, North Carolina to Orlando, Florida, if you're wondering. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of nice, though, because, you know, let's say they just flew in. They flew in late, like, you know, we'll say Saturday at, like, 5 o'clock their time. They get in. They get rested. Pay-per-view, two tapings, they could leave Tuesday night if they wanted to, or Wednesday morning. You're back. You don't go back for another, week and a half? I mean, that's great. You're not stuck on the road driving a rental car, you know, paying for all that extra stuff that you don't have to. You just do your shows, you're done. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
But, so it's great that, you know, I'm glad. I mean, I like the lighter schedule. I think WWE should go to a lighter schedule because guys, I don't think can handle it pretty soon. But that's another story. We'll talk about it some other time. Anyway, so since they brought up the Hall of Fame already, which is very, very early, I want to add. So let's talk about the WWE Hall of Fame. Now, it is the WWE Hall of Fame. It's not Hall of Fame, the Wrestling Hall of Fame. It is actually the WWE Hall of Fame. Does it really need just the one WCW guy, just Sting? I mean, that's what I'm getting out of this still, if you have Sting. But I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, the WWE Hall of Fame, something that I've always had an issue with. And here's basically like my issue. In the NFL Hall of Fame, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that every year they only put 5 people in, if I'm correct.
If I'm correct, you have 5 people, and then you can have like one other. I can't remember how it works. It's 6, though. I think it's like 5 main guys, and then you have like an extra breath, if I'm correct.
Like 5 or 6 people going to the NFL Hall of Fame. Baseball, it's even less than that. You know, you have. You don't put as many people in there. And when you think about it, I mean, how many active people do you have that play NFL in a given year? You're talking 32 teams, you know, on an active roster, it's like, 53 people? Mm-hmm. You know, you do the math. I mean, that's a lot of people. We're talking 1,500 people right there.
Oh, yeah.
So over 1,500 people, right? And only 5 people per year are going to get into the Hall of Fame? And that's 1,500 people, and you have rookies come in, you have people retire. Anyway, the point I'm making is that with wrestling, any given roster, you know, you're talking what? There's probably 30 people on Raw, 30 people on SmackDown. You know, you don't have as big of a roster. And if you're putting in there 8 people a year, which is what they have been doing, they think every person needs to get into the Hall of Fame. We're talking 5 years down the road. They're not going to be able to put anybody else into the Hall of Fame. Doink the Clown is going to be the inductee in the 2016 Hall of Fame class. Yes. He will be.
No, I completely agree with you on this, actually. But here's my thing. With NASCAR just put out their Hall of Fame. And what they did was they inducted a bunch of people. The first 2 years, there's going to be a lot. There's going to be, we'll just say 20 in each one, because there's so many of those guys that were, you know, that should have been in the Hall of Fame anyways, but they're not. And then they're only going to do like 3 or 4 a year, something like that. I'm probably completely wrong, but it's something like that, where the first 2 years, a lot of people, then after that, they go down. Who's that's it, or get in the Hall of Fame. That's all they're going to do. I think with the WWE, that if they structured it right, they could set it up so for the rest of, you know, the Hall of Fame, you have at least five. I think it should be 5 or 6 guys that go in each time, and then let them get their moment. They talk or whatever. Let them get their time. Mm-hmm. But that's what I think they should change it. I think that they should have one person who decides who gets in every year, and, you know, and then, you know, at least 3 or 4 guys. Then have Vince pick one guy who he'd like to come back in, or have, I would say Shane, but he's not with the company, but Stephanie or Paul McMahon, have him do it as well.
Yeah, I think the big thing for me is that you need to keep the numbers down. And, you know, only doing like 5 a year, that's fine. I mean, it really is when you think about it. You know, I think that by doing so, you kind of – you're going to make the pool of candidates there a lot less than what it – and, I mean, you know, you have people like Hogan. You have people like Flair and Stone Cold and The Rock. Yes, they are legends in the business, and they need to be in there. But at the same time, you know, you're putting people in there, and no offense, you know, but like Iron Sheik, like I probably wouldn't have put him in there. You know, I probably wouldn't have put like eventually, yeah, maybe. But I probably wouldn't have put him in there. I mean, and you have people like Randy Savage and the Ultimate Warrior, who did so much for that business and so much for that company. And, you know, whatever you think about the Ultimate Warrior, and I know that sometime we'll do a special on him, but like the Ultimate Warrior, what he did during that time, if you were a kid during that time, you loved the Ultimate Warrior, and he was your hero. And when he was gone, it was like, it was just horrible. It's like, where did he go? So that's why he needs, and I think that he needs to be in there, in my opinion.
No, I completely agree. I think both those guys will get in. I wouldn't be surprised if Savage gets in this year. For some reason, I wouldn't be surprised if he's the big guy. I mean, you can have Sting, but you can also have Savage, or if they can't get Sting to do it, and they're just going to go up to Randy, be like, how would you, the guy that coming in this year, sign him to a Legends contract where they pay him almost nothing, but he can't go anywhere. And see, that would be kind of neat with Sting, but in a way, see, I keep going back to Sting no matter how I look at it. I don't see him doing it this year. Even though they're going to be in Georgia, I just don't see him being in the Hall of Fame.
But that's, yeah, and I don't see that as being special either. I mean, I really don't. I don't see like, oh, well, it's in Georgia, so Sting has to do it. No. If anything else, like they're talking about Goldberg doing it because that's his hometown. You know, he played for the Atlanta Falcons, you know, and he would be in the Hall of Fame because of what he did for WCW and, you know, the year run he had at WWE. You know?
And he did help the WWE out. There's no way you can get around that. And it would be great to see Goldberg back, you know. And I did like the fact he said he'd like to do it because his son never saw him wrestle. And that would be, you know, show your son, hey, I am a champion. Or even just have him come back, do a one-match stint. But I don't like the fact how he went out with Brock. I think that maybe they should keep it more low-key about when he was leaving, not just say, hey, he's leaving after. Both these guys are done with this match, which is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess we're getting off topic. But anyways, yeah, the WWE Hall of Fame, I wish that someone would take it over. Not have Vince, not have the creative team take it over, but actually have someone say, this is what we're doing for the Hall of Fame, period. That's what I wish they would do.
I really think that what they do for the Hall of Fame, I think that they just try to, you know, commercialize it way too much. And it, like, and I'm not even joking, you know, whether or not we're doing this podcast in 5 years, I hope that in 5 years, when we're looking back on it, we see who they're putting in. And yeah, there's always going to be that influx of younger people. So Triple H will go into the Hall of Fame. Chris Jericho will go to the Hall of Fame. You know, you'll have those people in there. But like I said, you're going to get to a point where if you're putting in seven or eight people at a time, you know, I mean, the number of people that went through the WWE, I'm sure that's probably in the thousands, you know, but the thing is, you know, how many people are in there now and how many people are you going to have in the Hall of Fame, and when are you going to actually run out of people to put in? So That's my thing on it. So I'm off my high horse.
Anyway, so, well, looks like that's all the time we got for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffTheMark86. I am AHughes86. Aaron is AP Hughes. I want to thank Section 86 and 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank my co-hosts for coming on each and every week. And I want to thank our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we're tagging out.